Infinitely. Okay. Let's continue in Tosfos over here, in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Okay, so we mentioned the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So let's see if we can define him a little bit, define the sheet a little bit more clearly. So what is it again? So in other words, he says, he's trying to explain what the Gemara means, that gambling is not an asmachta, correct? Mm-hmm. So Rashi says it's not an asmachta, because why? Because it's not biyado, correct? Because it's not biyado. So therefore he's agreeing to the deal. The condition of his chayvus is a reality to him. He knows that it's a possibility, right? He knows that it's not up to him. So therefore, when he commits to the deal, he's committing to that condition, we can say there is a dover that he is miskaving to, and he's gomer makni on those terms. But where it's biyado lasos, he never thinks of that as a possibility, because to him it's a davar sheino. That was the condition of payment doesn't exist in his mind. Because in his mind, he's sure he's going to get it. He's going to that condition will never come to be because it's in his control. But Rabbeinu Tam has a different svar, right? It was just to go back to Rashi one more time. I just wanted to reframe Rashi one more time. We said it a little bit yesterday. Ryan Bracha?
Yeah.
No, we said it yesterday that there's two elements, right? There's two components to Kinyan. One is your intent, what you intend to accomplish, right? And the other is the halachic mechanism that effectuates that. So really, you can look at Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes in the following way. That Rami Bar Chama says, the whole idea of Kinyan is really just to serve the purpose of the transaction. Okay? Notice, what is Kinyan for? Kinyan is a functional element. The Torah says that there must be something demonstrative, something clear, something that accomplishes your wish. We don't have omnipotence of thought. We don't just wish it to be there and it's there. I don't wish it to be yours and it's yours. So you might want it to be somebody's. You might want something to occur. But there has to be a halachic mechanism. Okay, so the whole halachic mechanism really is subservient, in Rami Bar Chama's eyes, it's just a tool of the das, of the final, of the goal. So therefore, he says like this, you have to, when you're analyzing the situation, you have to analyze it without the mechanism, because the mechanism is just secondary to the whole idea of the transaction. So in order for it to be a good transaction, you have to be able to say that the objective is what he had in mind. So you sort of just like contract everything down and say, can I say that he agreed to give? So you'll say in gambling, no, gambling is not an agreement to give. So therefore, it's not a kinyan, because that wasn't his das. His das was not to figure out a way that he could give. His das was not to create a mechanism. His das was not that he should give, and therefore the whole mechanism doesn't exist. In other words, the mechanism comes after the das of the objective, because the mechanism only serves the objective. So therefore, in our analysis, all we have to look at is whether the objective is that which he really intended. Is the objective that which he really decided and agreed to? So the gambler doesn't decide to give. That's not his decision. That's not his das. That's not his hope and his and the purpose of and the desired transaction. So therefore, he holds there is no basis of transaction, because the whole objective is not real. There is no true objective in this action. Whereas Rav Sheshes says, once halacha came in and created a mechanism to satisfy your objective, that replaces the whole idea of objective. Now all we look at is the mechanism itself. In other words, did he sign up to the mechanism? So as long as there is a reality in the things, the elements that he's agreeing to, we can say he agreed to the kinyan, to the transaction. The question is, once the Torah, when there is a halachic mechanism that comes in to satisfy a certain purpose, how do we analyze the final product? Do we say we just look at the purpose? And since this whole thing is only for executing your will, if the person doesn't really have the will here, then the whole thing is bottle. Or do we say no? Once we say we need a mechanism, the mechanism itself becomes the reality. And there is no such thing as just executing your will. There's no such thing. All we have now is signing up to the mechanism. So if there would have to be a deficiency in the mechanism, and there would have to be a deficiency in the terms themselves that you agreed to in order for it to be an asmachta. Halacha. It's like, I mean, in truth, Rav Sheshis is the more halachic minded. Right? Like we'll say, halachically speaking, there's a certain objective of avelus. To give a person a certain sense of loss, whatever you want to say. But halachically speaking, the maisei avelus become the halacha. Right? Or simcha. In simcha lebas v'yayin. So that becomes, a person says, well, I want to be happy other ways. Very nice. But that halachically, that becomes defined as maisei simcha. And that's what the person says, well, I'm not happy when I drink wine. It doesn't matter. Halachically speaking, that became the reality. Of course, there's a kiyum of simcha. If a person did maisei avelus and didn't have any feeling of avelus, he wouldn't be lacking the well-known kiyum belev. But halachically speaking, he did fulfill his mitzvah. So over here too, there's an objective, and then there's a halachic mechanism that's in place. Rav Sheshis says all we now do is look at, did he engage the halachic mechanism? So all that requires is that the terms existed to him. We can say, all we need to be able to do is to say that he agreed to the terms. Whereas Rami Rachama says, we have to say it's effectuating his will. That doesn't exist. That's the machlokes between the two. Okay? And Rashi's saying, when is it, which case? Ryan Rachama is gone. We don't talk about him anymore, right? We're only thinking about Rav Sheshis now. So when is Rav Sheshis? When do we say that for Rav Sheshis it's possible and it's a good kinyan or not? So Rashi says it's dependent on biyado. Because biyado, if the effective condition, in other words, if the condition of payment, that's what we have to focus in on. We have to focus in on the condition of payment. What is the condition of payment? That's all we care about. If the condition of payment is something that the person is convinced will never occur, then there's nothing that he agreed to. Okay? Now, biyado. And that depends on biyado. Okay, so then Toso says, the Gemara says the opposite. So what is Rabbeinu Tam's shita? Let's look at his shita. So he says, like you were saying the other day, that it doesn't matter if it's biyado or not. That's not the issue. It doesn't matter. That's not what makes it not an asmachta. The fact that it is not biyado, because the Gemara says by the case of the wine that it isn't asmachta because it's not biyado. Your head spins if you go through. You try to keep track of all the cases, right? So let's just get his svar. So his svar is like this: why is gambling not an asmachta? Because I need you to agree to me in order for the whole deal to work. Right, takes two to tango. So therefore, by the fact that you'll submit to pay me, I'll submit to pay you. Because otherwise, nobody will profit. Because I can't profit unless you agree to pay me. And you will not agree to pay me unless I agree to pay you. So in order to have that occur, I'll agree to pay you. That's sufficient for us too. So in other words, whenever there's two people promising to each other in order to create the deal, that's not an asmachta. See, what's very interesting about Tosfos' approach, Rabbeinu Tam's approach, is he's agreeing with Rashi. He's agreeing with with the Rami Bar Chama approach, really. He's saying, oh, there always has to be a structure of where you're giving something and receiving something. It always has to be like a regular tzura of kinyan, that I'm giving you the money and I'm getting back the car. I'm giving you I'm taking the money, I'm giving you my my products. I'm giving you a present because it makes me happy. It has to be something that has the tzura of giving and receiving. But what's the chiddush of Tosos is, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is, that it doesn't have to be an exchange of things. In other words, in a normal kinyan, so I say, what makes the Gemiras Das? Say, well, I have Gemiras Das to give you my car because you're giving me the money that's in exchange for the car. So the money is what makes the Gemiras Das. So that's in terms of the objects of the transaction. You understand? In the normal case, there's a tzura of giving and getting, right? The objective of the transaction is that we should switch our goods. And in theory, we're both better off, right? At least we each feel we've gained. Because to me the money was more valuable than my car, and to you, the car was more valuable than the money. So, what's so funny about that? So what Tosfos is saying is that in terms of gambling, in order to avoid, what asmachta is only existing where you're breaking down that fundamental structure of kinyan. Right. See, Rabbeinu Tam is learning that what makes it not an asmachta, the fact. No, let's put it this way. Rabbeinu Tam is learning that asmachta is only an issue when we're outside of the normal format of deal. What's the normal format of deal? That I give in order to receive. That's the normal structure of any deal. I give in order to receive. The machlokus of Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm positing this, is whether we look at the structure in terms of the objects or just in terms of the promises themselves. In other words, Rami Bar Chama says, you don't have a normal deal. Why? Because you're not really promising to give anything. In other words, a normal deal is, I'll give you money for the car. But over here in his mind, there's no exchange. When there's a gamble, maybe I misspoke a second ago. Means like this: a normal deal has an exchange. There has to be the element of exchange to be a deal. So if I buy something from you, the exchange is obvious. I'm giving you money for the object, and you're giving me the object for the money. So it's a two-way street. There's an exchange. When we gamble, there's no exchange. There's a winner-take-all. There's no exchange. Right? There's no exchange. You don't say, it doesn't have the structure of deal. And it's not a promise. And it's not a gift. So that's Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says it's an asmachta. You understand? But Rav Sheshes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, says, no, you have to be more abstract than that. When we say that a deal requires an exchange, it doesn't have to be in the realm of the objects. It could be in the realm, it just has to be in the structure of the deal itself. So here the exchange is a promise for a promise. That's good enough for an exchange. That's the American law formulation. A promise for a promise. That's what makes a good deal. Not that you give in order to get. You understand? Everybody, that's the way I'm trying to define it. Here I'm trying to take the way Tosos explains Rav Sheshes and project it backwards into how he would explain Rami Bar Chama. But the point is, when you're learning the Rishon and he's isolating an element, he's isolating an idea, It makes sense to say that that idea is the very machlokas, is part of the very machlokas of is part of the machlokas of Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Chama. So Tosas is highlighting the idea of exchange, and he's saying when you're in the framework of exchange, that's the normal structure of kinyan. Therefore, it's a good kinyan. But what's new about his idea of exchange is that it doesn't have to be the exchange of the objects. It doesn't have to be I'm giving you the money for the car. It doesn't have to be in the realm of the outcome that we're switching objects. It could even be in the realm of the agreement itself. I agree because you agree in response to me. Is it? And that's why I'm saying it makes sense to say that that's maybe the point that Rav Chama disagreed with. He held it has to be even in the objects in exchange for an exchange. You know where I'm trying to go with that? But I just want to make one thing very clear over here. Whenever we're dealing with a smachta, there's always one rule. There's one rule that you should keep in mind that we hold from to know that something is definitely not in a smachta. And that is what the Gemara says, kol me'achshav is not in a smachta. Yeah, this has to be extremely clear to you, okay? All of our cases that we're dealing with now are cases where it's a promise for a promise. Right? That means to say, if my numbers turn up, then you will give me the money. Okay? But if I make a kinyan now, I say, I'm going to sell you my car right now on condition X, Y, and Z. Since the terms state that you will own it from this moment, that is not an asmachta. Then we say you definitely have full Gemir's Das. The only time your Gemir's Das is in question is where you're saying that the transaction will occur in the future. Right? Because then I'm not really doing anything now. I'm only saying I will do in the future. But if I say, look, here's the condition. The car belongs to you now, almanas X, Y, and Z. But it belongs to you now. And when those conditions are fulfilled, limafreya, it belongs to you right now. That means to say that the kinyan is chal at this moment. The only time we're talking about a smachta was where there's no kinyan chal now. And it's a promise that you'll enter into a kinyan. Smachta always has to do with the promise of entering into a kinyan later. But wherever you enter into the kinyan at this moment, then we say, no, right now you exchange things. You're just making it conditional on something else. It's a little bit of an abstract point. But to prove it, what's the halacha if you make a kinyan that's batel? If you make a kinyan al tanai and the tanai is batel, the kinyan is good. It's always something that's shocking to people, right? If I make a kinyan right now, I say, I'll sell you my car right now, almanas X, Y, and Z. And let's say for some reason, halachically, that's not a good tanai. So then we say the mekach is kayim and the tanai is batel. Why? Because we said you really had das to sell it to him. Because I gave you money. The gemir's das was done. Now there's an extra thing I want. I want an extra conditional thing. But that's not my gemir's das. Because the gemir's das was right now. So the point is, asmachta is when there's no Gemir's Das right now, and you're saying, in the future, I'll have Gemir's Das, basically. You know what I mean? I'll promise that I'm going to sell it to you in the future if so-and-so occurs. But whenever I'm saying, it's yours at this moment, here's the money, and we'll just say, it'll be conditional, though, I won't have the rights to it, for certain conditions to occur, that's just what we call, that's not called asmachta, because you had to be serious if you made this deal in the framework of the now. In the framework of the now, we say you're everything is clear. Whenever you're projecting things into the future, and you're saying, yeah, I promise you, if this and that happens, I will basically want to give it to you, those things are not subject to a smachta. Like a guy says, yeah, if I win the lottery, I promise I'll give you $1 million. Sure. That's what he feels like now when he doesn't have the money. When he has the money, he's going to not feel that way. No, so if a guy says, the car is yours me'achshav, from this moment, on condition X, Y, and Z, that's a good kinyan. If he says, if X, Y, and Z occurs, I will sell you the car, I will sell you the car, that could be a smachta. The Gemara says, kol me'achshav is not a smachta, kol im is a smachta. That's the basic You know, I mean, the realm of asmachta is where there's no, is where there's not a clear deal. There's not a clear mice of gemiras of transfer, and we're setting up something that will create the transfer at another time. Okay. But just because it's not definite right now doesn't mean it's necessarily a smachta. That's what we are trying to work out. When do we say in those areas? I'm just giving you a clear line. If it's me'achshav, it's definitely not a smachta. It doesn't mean everything else necessarily is. It depends on determining if he has actual gemiras das. The point I'm trying to make is it goes by gemiras das. If you're in the framework of achshav, then we say that's definitely the gemiras das. If it's in the framework of the future, then it's tzarach iyun. Then it depends on these other questions. According to Rashi, it's going to depend on the biyado. According to Tosis, it's going to depend on whether... You see, according to Tosis, it really is like a me'achshav, because right now we're transferring the promises. And that's how Tosis is pulling it out of us. He's trying to pull... That's his whole point. Try to pull these cases out of asmachta by normalizing it. But you have to be on a more abstract plane, not in terms of objects for objects, but it could be... The obligation for obligation. Okay,
we're good.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to start the Re. Okay, because the Re doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. He wants to try to bring back Rashi. But in bringing back Rashi, he modifies it a little bit. Okay? So the Re says like this. What was the main question on Rashi? That Rashi said, if it's biyado, it's what? It's an asmachta. Rashi said, if it's biyado, it's a smachta. And if it's not biyado, it's good. Right? Correct?
Then wasn't there the problem with the wine case?
Ah. So the problem was the wine case. So let's just get that straight. What's the wine case? Anybody know the wine case? Get the wine case? Yeah, the, what's it called? The
Parvasa
de Zilshefut.
Say it again.
Parvasa de Zilshefut. So we say like this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia has two cases. It says... The yayin case. Oh, got the blueberry one again. I hate these.
Scented.
Oh, yeah. The scented markers. The cherry's not so bad though.
You got the yayin case and the im ovir case, right?
Yeah.
Good. So the yayin case. The Gemara says is asmachta, and the imovir is not an asmachta, right? Correct. Now, the reason the Gemara gives is what? It says the yayin case is not biyado. And the im ovir is biyado, right? So the Gemara is saying that not biyado equals a smachta. I'm sorry, right? Not biyado equals a smachta, and biyado equals not a smachta. That's what the Gemara says here, right? The only problem is mesachek b'kubya. We say is not an asmachta. And Rashi says it's because it's not biyado. And the case of the shtar, Rashi says, is an asmachta because it is biyado. So here we have opposite things. Here we're saying not biyado is not a smachta. Biyado is a smachta. Here we're saying biyado is not a smachta, and not biyado is a smachta. Right?
One more time.
In other words, this is Aragamar, Masachik Bakubia. This is Rashi. And this is the Gemara. Rashi says Masachik Bakubia is not an asmachta. Why? Because it's lav biyado. So lav biyado, lav asmachta. The case of the shtar, where the guy says, if I don't come back in 5 days, I'll give you double, that is asmachta. And Rashi says, why? Because it's biyado. So biyado equals asmachta, not biyado equals not asmachta. Problem is, when you get to the Gemara above Metziah, it's the opposite.
Yeah, with the Yayin.
It says, by the Yayin, it's an asmachta because it's not biyado. Whereas not biyado before, he said it's not asmachta. And when he says, if I don't work your field, I'll give you b'meitav, I'll pay you back a good price. It's not the Elef Zuz, it's the good price. Then we say it's not an asmachta because it is biyado. So these two things contradict Rashi's explanation over here, contradicts the Gemara's explanation over here. That's what Tosa's problem is. Has Rashi say that the lavs have to line up, when the Gemara says it's the opposite? When it's lav biyado, it's good. When it is biyado, it's bad. Whereas Rashi's whole argument was, when it's not biyado, it's good. When it is biyado, it's no good. Did I just say the opposite? I don't know. But anyway, you get the point. So that's the question, right? So Tosfos says like this. He says, this is not a question on Rashi. This case in the Gemara is not a question on Rashi. Why? He says, Shani Hochi. Shani Hossam. Over there it's different. Divadai davashu biyado mamish legamri kigon im ovir velo iavid. Ashalem b'meitva, tehasam biyado lasos, velo gozim, nami sover hu shekach, hifsid chavero im lo yashlim, tano'o, kimo im ishalem b'meitva, uba vivadai gomor makne, velo choshev asmachto, vorm belibo olai l'shalem, vade min adin, mashe biyado lasos, velo sisi, velo sisi. That's a simple explanation. Oh my goodness. So what does he say? He says you got to add a couple of lines here. You got to add a couple of things. Im ovir, first of all, im ovir is what? Im ovir what? Then ashalem b'meitav, right? What does that mean? It means I'll give you a fair price. I'll give you a good price. If I don't work your land, I'll give you top dollar for the I'll give you produce. I'll give you the value of the top dollar product that I could have produced from the land. Right? And here also, he's saying, I'm going to basically pay you fair price. Right? I know it doesn't say that. But it's basically the same idea. Now, Tosis is like this. In this case, it was biyado, what does he call it? Legamri? It was biyado mamish. Legamri. This one is biyado mamish taka legamri. It's mamish legamri, okay? You got to add on to biyado. Two things. One, it's mamish legamri. And what? It's fair.
Mamish legamri means it's finalized?
Mamish legamri means it's totally in his control. Okay, totally in his control. He never promised he'll produce. He promised to work. So, I don't know, even if a hurricane came and wiped out all the crops, he did his deal. Right? His promise was he'll work it. So what he promised is completely up to him. What he promised to do was completely up to him. And the consequence that he imposed upon himself was fair. Right? Because all he said was, look, I promised to work it. That's completely in my control. Now, if I'm a jerk and I don't do it, what would be a fair retribution? To give you produce as if I worked it, right? So he gave him a fair shake. That's exactly what he was doing. Okay? So when it's biyado and it's fair, right, when it's in his hands to do, and the consequence
of his failing to do what he really could do is a fair punishment, a fair penalty, it's commensurate with what he failed to do, then we say it's good. But where the guy says, I will give you the money, aval hecha de gozim, afagav davi bi yodo mamish legamri, kigonim ovir velo yave de shalim alfa zuzi, mikom okom kevin de gozim vadei havi guzma. De matana le shalim elav zuz bishvil karka achas vadei choshev asmachta. Okay, but let's take this case, for instance. But by the shtar case, even though it's biyado, it's not fair. It is biyado, mamish. We'll say it's biyado mamish. But it's not fair. And not fair is what he's called guzim. Gil, guzim? Israeli, do they use that? Guzma. Exaggeration.
Oh, yeah, there is.
It's an exaggeration.
Magzim.
So now Tosfos is modifying Rashi. He says, listen, it's true Rashi said when it's biyado, it's an asmachta, but that's not the only criteria that we look at. We have to look at, biyado is only describing the condition. Is the condition something that he can do or something he cannot do? Okay. Even if the condition is something that he can do, doesn't mean it's automatically an asmachta. It's only if it's something he can do and the consequence is incommensurate with his failing. Then we say he's just exaggerating. So if he says, look, because the Gemara has two cases, im ovir v'lo avid ashalim b'metva, that the Gemara says is good. And if he says, im ovir v'lo avid ashalim b'elef zuzi, then the Gemara says that's no good. So Tosfos is sticking with those two cases. Because it's clear, the only difference is the consequence. And the Gemara says that this is a smachta. So Tosfos says, look, why? Both of them, it's biyado mamish. But over here, the consequence is fair. Over here, the consequence is an exaggeration. So biyado, so now you have to modify Rashi. When Rashi said biyado is asmachta, it's only when it's biyado and an exaggeration. And the consequence is exaggeration. We have to analyze two elements, the condition and the consequence. If the condition is biyado and the consequence is fair, it's a good deal. If the condition is biyado and the consequence is exaggeration, then it's an asmachta.
I'm just confused at why im over is la asmachta when from the first Rashi it says im over my asmachta.
Oh, because Rashi just wrote im over, and Rashi and Tosa says the editors put in a shalim b'meitav. That's a mistake. It should be a shalim elavzuz.
Oh, okay.
It's a different case. It's close. It's a different case. Okay, think this over. And this is only half of the story. Tosfos has to take up the next, the case of where it is not the other also.